This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If you like to gamble, I tell you how to land. You win
some, lose some, and do the same to me. Coming up in 30 minutes, in studio, he is in the building. Michael Rotondo, one of the top stories this week. The individual who at 30 was evicted by court from his parents' home that he was not wanting to leave. He is going to be in studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a clip of him talking about it.
This 30-year-old dude is facing an eviction threat from his own parents.
That's just so ridiculous.
Michael Rotondo's mom and dad are so fed up, they're suing to get him out of the house.
I don't see why the judge wants to throw people on the street.
His parents filed the extraordinary lawsuit following months of repeated attempts to get him to leave their home in Syracuse, New York. And the story is getting lots of attention.
A judge asked why he didn't just move in with his girlfriend, and the man said, "Girlfriend, I'm a 30-year-old man living at home. Dude, there's no girlfriend."
I just say,
"Ugh." It's the first empty nest by eviction.
We are men who still live at home.
Yes.
It's reminding many of a real-life failure to launch, the 2006 movie starring Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper.
It's going to take a stick of dynamite to get me out of my parents' house.
30-year-old Michael Rotondo says he has no money. He's actually a dad himself, but he lost custody and visitation rights. His parents say he's a freeloader who never offered to pay rent or do chores. He's apparently so thrifty, he filled his water bottle with the court's pitcher. Christina and Mark Rotondo served their son five official notices.
Okay, he is in the building, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, the leftist media is attacking this guy. But at the same time, the conservative media is. But wait, they're the ones that want us to be dependent. They're the ones in San Francisco and everywhere that say we should just absolutely pay for bums. San Francisco's paid for thousands of homeless people to have sex changes. Look it up. So I don't want to hear it. I already got to pay for abortions for people in Travis County. Whether you're for abortion or against it, taxpayers shouldn't be paying for it. I got to pay for sex changes. I'm sick of it. Let me tell you something. You want to chop your junk off, that's your business. I'm a libertarian. Don't make me pay for it. Just like if you want a nose job or you want a facelift, it's the same thing. I'm not paying for it. It's incredible. But the left will pay for sex changes of six-year-old kids in England, but they won't pay for a little four-year-old girl who has a leg that's 4 inches too short. It's a $5,000 surgery here in the U.S. to go in and have the bone fused in, and when she's a little old, they have to do another surgery. But they just told her, "We're going to cut your leg off, cupcake." See, it's all about the leftists and their weird, sick social engineering having full control. "Oh, we're not going to give you cataract surgery. Here's your cane." Oh, they got more doctors than anybody per capita in the world in places like Cuba and Venezuela, but there's no machines or medicine. Got a broken leg? Cane. Got a bad knee? Cane. Going blind? Cane. Stand up and speak out, they beat you over the head with a cane. That doesn't do it. They take you out in the fields, firing squad, shoot you. And every little liberal, trendy, and Bernie Sanders loves it because they don't know what it's like to white people, that is. You should be poor. Yeah, I got $3 million worth of houses. I got I like Audi A8, $120,000. My wife needs one. I need one. Capitalism. You know, when I go, this is a real quote, to the grocery store, there's 35 types of deodorant. You know, you don't need all that. You don't. I just need an Audi A8. No big deal. $120,000. Venezuela is a really good place, though. When we return, Mark Rotondo, one of the top free speech lawyers in the country. I talked to my lawyer. He said, "Oh, that guy's awesome. You need to get him on the team." We're talking about doing that. His liberal friends might crucify him, though. There's so much going on. There's the new Sandy Hook lawsuits against me. that we're going to get into all that. We're going to talk about all of it when we return in T-minus 60 seconds. And then the countdown begins until we have
the scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Well, Mark Brandazza, one of the top free speech First Amendment lawyers in the country, is popping in for the next two segments with us. Rondazza.com. He's got Rondazza Legal in a whole bunch of states, including Connecticut, where we just got sued by more of the Sandy Hook parents and an FBI agent. And my lawyers, and I even had some other lawyers look at it, like Mr. Rondazza, looked at it. They said, this is the next level of a frivolous lawsuit. I mean, they got stuff out of context. It was in statute of limitations. So it's not even admissible, and it's not even accurate. And I don't even know who this FBI agent is. It's just a way to run this all through the media. But I wanted to get his take on that a little bit, but also on just the attacks on free speech in general, on conservatives, libertarians online, and where he thinks that's going. And then I want to tie it into Morgan Freeman. You've got eight women, and then you've got eight other witnesses, or 16 total. So I guess that is eight other witnesses, that he would tell women, you're really hot. I want to go out with you. Man, you're sexy. And the women on TV would go, oh, kind of giggle about it. And then he would stop. Is it a creepy old man? Yeah. I mean, he's acting like I acted when I was about 18. But, you know, that's how you, quite frankly, in this world, I mean, if you want to get game as quickly as possible, you may have to run through a bunch of women, but you're going to run into the women that are ready to go. And James Caan, one of my favorite actors from Rollerball, you name it, of course, a great job in The Godfather, he was asked about Friedman, which is no comparison to Weinstein, who all these witnesses to him raping women. And then you've got Friedman, and they're conflating the two. Like, hitting on women is now sexual assault, and then the same as raping them in the back of your limousine, reportedly hundreds of women. I mean, he reportedly did this all the time. So let's go ahead and just play that James Caan clip, and then we're going to go to our guest, Mr. Rondazza. Here it is.
Any thoughts on Morgan Freeman being accused of sexual misconduct?
I don't know how much on Morgan. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you think about him losing endorsements just over allegations, like, already? Without,
what'd you say?
He's already losing endorsements over the allegations that just came out.
I know. We're becoming a very strange place.
Yeah, Morgan's a great guy.
You know, I mean, I think that's why God made men and women, so they could be attracted to each other.
Thank you.
Well, actually, there's an attack on men and women. There's an attack on regular biology. This is the deep state. It's in the WikiLeaks trying to make us all fight with each other. And smokescreen, in my view, the real sexual abuse going on by elites in this country. But that's another issue that ties into speech. My right to tell a woman, I think you're gorgeous, on the street or at a ticket counter or wherever. She says, buzz off, pal, and I don't buzz off, you know, then there can be an issue. But men don't even do that now. Men are like all this in the West and scared of women. Mark, I mean, it's another subject, but it does deal with speech. What's your take on that as we see Harvey Weinstein doing the perp walk?
Look, you know, there certainly are legitimate sexual harassment and sexual abuse cases. And if somebody is an employer and has quid pro quo sexual harassment over an employee, that's wrong. You know, what Bill Cosby did, my God, I mean, I don't even get it. I mean, a celebrity can walk into any bar and say, you know, say to five different women, do you want to go home with me? One of them's going to go home with him just because he's a celebrity. Drugging somebody, I hope the guy dies in prison. But, you know, now it's like this incremental movement. It can't ever be, we've stopped what's bad and we're happy. Now it has to go to even the guy hits on a woman. I mean, come on. Look, my advice to all men out there, play the numbers. You know, let her decide she doesn't want to sleep with you. Don't you decide it. Ask everybody. Why not? I don't see a problem with that. But, you know, there has to be this constant drumbeat to beat down any semblance of masculinity in our culture. You know, frankly, because, you know, I don't know why, but there's this mental illness that seems to be going through us as a society that we want to completely purge any gender differences and any kind of, you know, man, it's like the fun patrol showing up in a Jeep every single time.
Well, exactly.
Morgan Freeman's not accused of anything that I wouldn't be completely proud to do myself, at least from what I've seen in this segment so far.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a little pushy. Some of it to me is creepy, but it's a free country. And the women, though, act like they like it. They giggle. They play with their hair. They wiggle around in the chair. And then that's when he starts getting a little bit more aggressive. So in a way, it's not creepy because they act like they like it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wasn't there, but from what I've seen here, the only thing I've seen is that the guy was flirting with women, which I think is...
Well, that's the allegation, too. They're just saying that he was aggressively flirting with them. And again, how is that as big a story as Weinstein, which if this is true, and I think there's so many people saying it and a lot of evidence to it, then I think the guy should, you know, be sent to prison for life.
Yeah, I mean, again, just, you know, when men abuse their position, when men use... either abuse their position of authority or do something forceful or drug a woman. My God, I want to be I'll be the first one out there with a pitchfork and a torch. But it's this, you know, you've got this loud contingent of a very small group of people who really, you know, I think it comes from mental illness from women who just don't like their dads. You know, they have this paradigm in their head that they think that every guy is somehow evil and they've got to beat this out of society, that there can be absolutely no masculinity at all. And it's ultimately going to create, I think, a crisis if it hasn't already. I mean, we got to be worried about this.
Well, there's a thing also with liberal Democrat Party women with other Republicans that I know. That they, like these hotels downtown in Austin, so I'm married, I'm not involved in any of this, but I hear about it from people. The Democrat women want alpha males that will actually go and treat them bad and actually say horrible things to them. And I'm like, I wouldn't even do that if they wanted you to. But that's the whole point, is there's the other sick side of this, that a lot of these women say that all masculinity is bad, but in truth, they're really looking for somebody to treat them bad. And you've got 50 Shades of Grey and more and more women into all this bondage stuff. So, just, like you said, it really just sounds like insanity to me. And I think it distracts from real bad things that are happening, you know, to women, to conflate hitting on a girl with raping them.
Yeah, I mean, look, that is the problem, that there is this argument that it's a continuum from flirting to rape. And no, rape and sexual assault is an act of violence. You know, flirting... Hell, that's the first step in the reproductive process. You know, are you interested? And, you know, as far as the, you know, these women at the hotels that want to be mistreated, I don't know. And I think that's a dangerous way for guys to look at it. I mean, I can certainly say that I've bumped into that. Not my thing, but
not my thing either. But that's what I'm saying is that's growing, and it's generally with women that claim they're liberal and hate all men. It's like well known that interracial porn outsells 3-1, 4-1 in the deep South to white males.
I didn't know that, but yeah, maybe.
That's a statistic, but it's the same thing. That liberal, well, like take take women on women relationships and the amount of abuse that goes on there. I mean, these are real statistics they don't want to discuss. I don't know what they mean.
I know what they mean, and that is that, look, it's everything is about power and domination. I mean, everything. So imagine if you could walk into a room and everybody's supposed to play a certain game, but all you have to do is, you know, pull one card and you're automatically at a disadvantage. You know, this is a good way to target anyone and everyone who you might want to eliminate or climb on top of. It's the victim Olympics.
Let me ask you this before we go to break and come back with the First Amendment. When do you think we hit the bottom of this? When do we hit peak political correctness?
One day in the future, there will be the Uber victim. It will be one victim to rule over all of them. You know, there will be a black lesbian in a wheelchair with an eye patch and every single possible victimization, and she will rule.
So it ends with...
It's dystopian. Yeah, look, it's a dystopian fairy tale, but, you know, it really is like this race to see who can be strong through victimization.
That's right. It's a race to make everybody be weak and lazy and stupid.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way. Okay, I got sidetracked over into the Harvey Weinstein situation. And from what I've heard, people that know him, and he is a monstrous pig. I said that he reportedly raped women first. I was attacked by major publications on the left, like the Huffington Post, saying Jones made outrageous claims. He said there's a cult, too, where they brand women and torture them. Well, I didn't want to say the name and get sued. I knew about Nexium from people that had been on the periphery of it. I'm going to leave it at that. But, yeah, it's a lot bigger than that. And I heard Obama and Richard Branson were involved, and I said that. And now it's in the news. But I'm going to stop right there. You've got the floor for the time we have. You're going to be back in studio several hours with us, Mark Rondaja, next Tuesday, because I knew he was a top lawyer, but my lawyer is one of the technical guys, and some of their guys are some of the top people, and they say he's just one of the best. So we're honored to have him here on the show. And he's a more of a classical liberal, if you just tuned in. Let's get into the latest Sandy Hook, more rounds of suits against me, without giving away too much what you think of it.
You know, when I look at a complaint like this, and I see that it's got, 394 paragraphs, you know, that's not always an indication of something, but it usually is in a case like this, because it's relatively simple facts. If we look at the facts, they're saying you said something hurtful about them, you said something untrue about them, that shouldn't require 400 odd paragraphs to explain. And when I look at this complaint and I look at how the logical contortions that some of it went through, and I'm going to take, at this point, a judge, if you file a motion to dismiss, is going to take everything in this complaint as true, just for the purpose of a motion to dismiss. Summary judgment or trial, that's later on when you evaluate the evidence. Let's look at this and just say every single thing in it is true from a factual perspective. It still seems like a pretty strange suit to me. It's trying to, it's funny how when it accuses you of being a conspiracy theorist, but then it creates this, what seems like an implausible conspiracy among you and these other people who happen to just be some of your viewers. So, if you want to bring, just as a theme, when you write a complaint, you write legal documents, you got to remember, you're talking to a human being. At the end of the day, a judge or the judge's clerks is going to read this. And if you create the theme of here's a conspiracy theory against this person we're accusing of being a conspiracy theorist, I think you lose a little rhetorical ground. Another thing I'm looking at in it that I find curious is they've added one defendant. So this case is filed in Connecticut. They've added one defendant who's in Connecticut. So we've got plaintiffs in Connecticut and defendants in Connecticut. And why that's important is when you have diversity of citizenship. So you have plaintiffs and defendants from different states, and they're seeking in excess of $75,000. You have the right to remove your case to federal court. That's something that's been enshrined in the law forever. Now, when you put somebody who's a nominal defendant on another side of the case, so that you have defendant and plaintiffs in the same state, you lose that right. So the concern here, I think, is that they really don't want this to get into federal court. And there's a number of reasons for that. Federal court is perceived to be more defendant friendly. That's not to say that
I sure. I mean, let's just say it. They want it in a local court.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Connecticut judges are appointed for 8 years and then they can be reappointed. So if you have something that might be a politically challenging case, you probably would prefer it to be in state court. I'm not saying that the judge here isn't going to make a completely, you know, above board decision, but the reason that we put into the law this ability to remove to federal court is because there was a perception that people might get hometowned by state court judges. Meanwhile, a federal judge, say what you want about lifetime tenure, there are problems with that. But one of the good things about lifetime tenure for a federal judge is they are completely insulated from politics. A federal judge can make whatever decision they want. Article 3 of the Constitution means the judge never has to say he's sorry.
Sure. So in the time we have left, without giving away too much here about the defense here, I mean, I think the goal here is public relations, to drag me through the mud, to bring the shooting back up for political purposes, not by the family, but by the Democrats and by the establishment doing this. And a lot of them admit that in the news, but that's their goal. And then to keep saying that I'm still saying, when I never said the way they said I did those things, they misrepresent it, they reboot it, and then create the trauma they say I created themselves by always bringing it back up and then never saying all the apologies or all the clarifications over the years. They just reboot the crime against humanity they say I committed.
Well, you know, there is something called the Streisand effect, which means that there's no better way to bring a spotlight to statements that you don't want to hear than to sue over it. So, yes, they've kicked the beach ball back up in the air here by suing. As far as what this is part and parcel of, when you look at this, you know, you do have allegations in the complaint of people who really have had their feelings hurt by one thing or another. You can't discount that. That doesn't mean that I think it's definitely actionable. You know, you have some problems in this complaint. Look, a lot of these statements are outside the statute of limitations. The statute of limitations in Connecticut for defamation is 2 years. 3 years for other torts.
But it's further than that. We've gone and pulled some of the statements up. Some of them are not even accurate in their little snippet. But then right after it, I'm playing devil's advocate and saying, but I don't believe that. So this is the next level, saying you can't even question or talk about what other people are questioning. It's like this other lawsuit against me here in Texas on this. I'm reading a Zero Hedge article, or Owen Schroyer is, where they're questioning something that someone said on Megyn Kelly's Dateline NBC. It's a public program. She's saying these things. They say there's an anomaly there. We cover Zero Hedge and the anomaly. I say, no, I think kids died. I think he held his kids. And then they say that is me doing it. It's next level.
In a complaint like this, I've seen, I don't know if it's next level. It's a very common thing, to be honest. Throughout my career, I've seen defamation cases like this where somebody has either motivation to shut somebody up or simply looking for money or actually feels genuinely wronged and is looking for the strongest legal theory possible. So in any event, it's always a plaintiff's attorney in a defamation case. It's always their desire to cherry pick out the worst of the worst. And then it's the defense attorney's job to say, hey, wait a minute, you've got to look at what came before and after these quotes and put it all in context.
Well, here's a decision we have
because
to make.
Context always matters.
Absolutely. We'll talk again in person on Tuesday here in studio. I'm Mark Mendoza. Thanks for spending time with us. And 20 seconds left. The big question is, do we launch anti-slapback provisions in Texas and Connecticut? And I think you and I talking, the answer is yes.
I would never forego the opportunity to bring a well-placed anti-slap motion. And Connecticut has a good anti-slap law. So, that is something that I think should be considered.
Yeah, I'm going to direct that on both. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay.
We got a big guest coming in studio, that fellow. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I and came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My Michael Rotondo, thanks for coming in studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You have been one of the biggest stories in the United States and in other parts of the world this week.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. It's not what I was. All I wanted was just to get what I asked for, what I believed justice to be. I didn't really want to have it turn into a media thing, but it's fine.
I understand. But USA Today, there's the headline right there. 30-year-old man evicted by his parents. I'm not a crazy person. You know, I watched you speak at the court. I don't think you're crazy.
Right.
I think you're a little quirky, but everybody's a little quirky in ways. And it's easy to get you on here and be mean to you.
Right.
And say, you know, that you're a 30-year-old bum.
Mm-hmm.
Because the real bums, the people that are on welfare and make the public pay for their abortions and for their sex changes, that's the level above it. Or here in Travis County, where they, again, make the citizens pay for illegal aliens, health care, and abortions and things like that, and illegal aliens out in California wanting free health care and anchor babies. And my whole issue is we're told these are wonderful, perfect angels, but then the very same liberal media piled on, some of the conservative media, and called you a bum and a joke and a slob and a delusional idiot and all these things, which, if that's true, that makes all of us even bigger morons to then at the same time, like 1984, hold it in our mind that all these other people are entitled to free stuff.
I think that you shouldn't have people who need things like food and shelter in your own communities. I don't think it's something that you want.
I'm just saying, just look at the red light, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doing great.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing to have. I don't think that even if it costs more, you need to raise taxes to get these people food and housing, I don't think it's something that you would wish to forgo, because then you have hungry people and that's, and crime's going to go up. Isn't that going to contribute to crime, don't you think?
That's one of the historically more reasonable arguments to that equation.
So, you know, nobody wants that. Nobody wants crime. No one wants to have to use a firearm and then have themselves get attacked by the liberal media from that and then start the whole, you know, take the guns away type argument, which is
not a problem. And you're calling yourself a conservative.
I have some very conservative views. I have a lot of very liberal views, but I think that the Founding Fathers had it right when they, you know, wrote the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I think that if we were following it, I think that both of the ideals of conservatives and liberals could be accommodated.
Well, Michael, here's the bottom line. I can't get on a high horse and say you're the worst person when it comes to the whole welfare society out there, when on a scale of 1 to 10, you're about a 3 or a 4, because one of the most natural ways for people to turn into dependents and to go down this road you're on is with their parents. And in a lot of cultures, you know, that happens. Their families live in big houses together, but they all go out and work in the fields together or work in the factories, and it's more of a communal, you know, situation like the Waltons or something. So on the other side of the equation, though, what about your parents if you don't have a job? What about them? They become your slave if they've got to pay for the food, the electricity, the house, the transportation, I would guess the medicine. I mean, what about them? What are you going to do? A, that's one question. B, what are you going to do when your parents can no longer pay for anything? What are you going to do when they have to go to the nursing home or, God forbid, you know, have a stroke or heart attack or die?
I've been trying to leave the home for years, and it's as a result of that I felt as though I would be able to in about 3 months from now, which was the case. Well, the case I made was for 6 months, because that was what.
So you agree it's a form of slavery to make them take care of you?
Yeah, I don't want to make them take care of me.
But they've been trying to get you out for 6 years.
No. Where is that coming from?
I saw that on the news. Is that not right?
That's not right. Where do you have that handy?
On the news said that you lost your job 8 years ago, 6 years ago, that they've been trying to get you out for years. Is that not true?
First part's true, second part false.
What?
So I've been there for 8 years, and but they've only tried to get me out
sure.
Since October of this past year, and they had made the my first hearing of their decision for me to leave was the February 2nd notice.
Sure. Well, I did think the media made this all one-dimensional to make fun of you and to laugh at you.
Sure.
And I also said some derogatory things that I've said into your face here, just being honest with you, because I want to have a man-to-man talk with you on air and off air. I'm tempted to offer you a job.
Okay.
As a reporter.
Okay.
And even get you a crew.
Okay.
In New York, but you'd have to actually go out and do the shoots and do the reports. You know, Howard Stern hires interesting people. And I think you call yourself a conservative. I think we could turn you into a formidable individual. But we're going to have some discussions.
All right. Now that's New York City or New York State?
But see, you may have to go where we want you to. That's part of being take care of yourself.
Well,
is you have to make compromises with your employers or with other people.
I want to be able to see my son.
I understand.
Right.
So, sure, we could probably. That's how the discussion happens. But
all right.
Regardless, I've got a check here for you when we come back for coming down here. And I want to try to just explain a few things to you, which you sound like a smart guy in certain aspects. It is slavery if you parents don't take care of you. Someday they won't be able to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be more empowered in your life if you go out through a daily process and go through trials and tribulations. You know, if they try to grow plants in zero gravity.
If I'm managed, is what you're saying.
Well, but I mean, plants don't grow well in zero gravity.
That's right.
You understand, on a Mars mission, mm-hmm. on a one-year Mars mission just to get there, you would have trouble walking even if you were in really great shape once you got there.
I would not characterize myself as a plant.
But no, I'm explaining something to you.
Oh, all right.
If you don't go out and work and live your life and go through stress, you don't become strong.
That's right.
Your brain falls apart and you become sedentary and have Alzheimer's types effects by even age 30.
Right. Okay.
And I've run into it with kids that play with phones and TVs all day. Mm-hmm. They have that same look in their eye that you do. There's an intelligence there, but you are in kind of a mesmerized trance state. You don't have a drive state going.
My head's in the clouds is what you're saying.
Your head's in the clouds.
Okay.
And you're smart, but you're not completely
productive.
Conscious.
Okay.
And it's beyond a laziness. It's a spirit. It's a program. How much TV and video games do you play and watch?
Very little. I don't do any video games. I stopped doing video games long time ago. Television, I try to watch television because I need to stop. I need to have some time where I stop working so that I can sleep. I need to have some
break. When are you working?
Work all day, every day, almost.
On what?
Law. I have a business.
You have a business?
Yeah, I have a business.
Well, then why don't you move out of your parents' house?
I'm going to move out. I expect to be able to.
Let me ask you a question when we come back.
All right.
I got key questions for you when we come back.
Okay.
We're going to discuss this straight ahead. We have him here, the 30-year-old evicted, about to be evicted. I don't know if you've actually left yet. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for
the sun. Michael Rotondo, one of the biggest stories in the country. 30-year-old, taking his parents to court because they're trying to kick him out of the house, and he wants more time. We're going to find out if he's actually out now, because I guess it was like 2 days ago that the judge ruled this. He's here with us in Austin, Texas, in studio. And look, this is how capitalism works, my friend. I said, I will pay you $1,000 just to come on, just so you get a little bit of money and hopefully learn how to make your own money and go out and be free and have your own wife, your own life. I know you've been married before.
I've been married before.
Or have a child.
Right.
The point is that here's $3,000, my friend, so that you can hopefully get on your own feet.
I can, and this means a lot to me, and you're keeping me off the street with this.
Well, listen.
I appreciate it.
I can't sit here and, you know, just put you down and call you names. And I've said a few smart mouth things, but again, what I'm getting at here is the globalists, the social engineers, they want to make us all dependent. They've set up a culture and a system that is trying to arrest our development and is electronically programming our brains to put us into a type of artificial Asperger's type state, but not an Asperger's state where people are even able to carry out tasks. It's a spectrum, and it's electromagnetic, and it's mainstream news now that this is happening. And our embassy staff are getting hit with it at you know, amped up rates. The cell phone radiation is causing heart problems, brain damage, doubling brain tumors just with the old 3 and 4G. And so what I'm telling you is I can't sit here and judge you wanting to be with your parents, having some type of, you know, psychological, you know, baby thing where you don't want to leave. I can't analyze the whole deal, but I'm telling you, this won't go well for you down the road if you continue to not make yourself go out and live on your own and reach out. Just the idea of doing everything kind of OCD, you know, in exact little ways the way you want to get it done, and then people catering to that is going to put you into a smaller and smaller box, in my view. I'm not a psychiatrist, a psychologist. I'm just a student of the street in life. So I wanted to actually humanize you, but also tell you I think your parents are doing the right thing, giving you a swift kick in the old ass.
That would be reasonable. I think I would say that maybe they should have served me a 6-month notice to quit, and then I'd be out in 6 months, and they wouldn't have had to pay a penny in legal fees, and I'd be out just as you had represented that you thought was a good idea.
What do you think of some of the liberal professors and people saying, "Oh, you have a right to stay"? Well, then, do I have a right to just go knock on somebody's door and say they got to take care of me? This idea, take care of me, take care of me. You know what happens at the park if you feed the squirrels and you feed the wildlife. They become obese, greedy, hateful, and stupid. And that's what they say. They don't feed the animals at the park.
Here's where that opinion may come from. The February 2nd notice was a threat to basically commit a crime according to the real property law of New York State, where you cannot all of a sudden lock someone out without a court proceeding. So that may be taken from that where it's believed that, you know, you go to the court. I say what I said to the judge, which is that, you know, this notice is against the law, and they were threatening to commit a crime, and it was harassment. And the judge could respond to that by penalizing my parents and saying, listen, you know, I'm...
But they left you 5 notices and even offered cash to help you get your new home.
Right. But that doesn't change the fact that it requires about 6 months to make it so you can support it.
Well, listen, bottom line, do parents, when their child is, I think, biologically twice the age past when they should be out of the house.
Right.
They keep arresting development more and more and more. I mean, you know, like you read Wagon Wheels, which is based on a true story. You know, it's like former slave family, and they got their little 7, 8, 9-year-olds marching 100 miles with a map that daddy drew to say, meet me there, and they made it there. I read stuff about my frontier families and stuff. It was the same kind of stuff. I mean, you had people skinning bucks, running trot lines when they were 10 years old, and now look at us. They're saying the new 18 is 35. I'm sure you've seen those headlines where there's this whole culture. Austin is filled with people like you.
Really?
Yeah, but they just live off welfare. They work one day a week. It's their religion. But then they think, I've got to pay more taxes so that they can, you know, sit around and smoke dope all day.
Well, one thing I have to say in response to that is that I think that it's important that people are trying to, you know, to grow themselves. And it sounds like these people you're describing are not trying to do that. And from that, there would be more opportunity because there would be more businesses. Sure. So it speaks to what you were saying before about how people are sort of brought into this sedentary lifestyle where they just.
Yeah. And I'm saying you're really common. You're not this.
I'm not that.
I'm saying what we're discussing here is super garden variety. It's the trend.
Okay.
It's not the exception. It's the trend.
Okay.
It's growing. And most people that are like this act just like you. They're usually witty in ways. They're smart. They have little comebacks. They have all their little ways of doing things. And I think it's a gross form of selfishness.
You're calling me a millennial.
Well, you are.
All right. I am a millennial. I will admit that. But
what is it with millennials? I mean, I'm not bragging, bro, but when I was 11, I'm not going to even get into it all. The point is...
Uphill both ways.
Well, by the time I was 12, I was, all intents and purposes, had done the things men do. Okay, been in a bunch of fights, already been with women, whole 9 yards, mm-hmm. Looked like I was 16. When I was 16, looked like I was 20-something. Uh-huh. I was 21, already on the radio, 22 syndicated. I'm 44 now. I'm not saying I'm that great of a person. My dad was going in apprenticeships in factories and stuff when he was 10. His great uncle ran away from home when he was 11 and jumped on a steamboat and went to China and all around the world and came back and then was the one of the biggest runners of liquor in Houston.
Would he have?
I mean, take Shane Steiner, my buddy's great grandfather who died at like 102, Buck Steiner. He ran the Dixie Mafia in Texas.
Okay.
The whole 9 yards. By the time he was like 30 years old.
All right.
But I'm just saying, man, how do people become like this? How do you not want to go out and do something?
What is that? Your uncle hopped on the train and went off that way.
No, my dad's great uncle.
Your dad's great uncle.
I'm saying they were all like that.
Right, because they felt
they're like 11 years old in the middle of the countryside in East Texas. I'm gone.
They were raised to be capable.
Yeah.
Not like today.
Okay, so how were you raised?
I wouldn't really characterize myself as having been raised necessarily. It was more or less I had to, you know, fend for myself in a lot of ways in that environment where
fend for yourself in your parents' house. I mean, did your parents abuse you?
I'm not responding to that right now. But I would say that I had to figure out things for myself. If I wanted to achieve something, I had to figure out how I was or was not going.
Were you a latchkey kid?
I don't know what that means.
Did your parents like leave you at home all day by yourself?
I was on my own most of the day.
Let me ask you this question real quick, because we appreciate you being here.
Sure.
How are you doing right now? Are you still at home with your parents?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It's weird. There's only two instances. It was basically normal, and then but people have been asking me questions, and I realized it's a little different. My father, the day the judgment came down. I was in the house. I was in the kitchen the same time as they were, and my father and I tried to occupy the same space at the same time. And I said, "Excuse me," because I was just being, you know, reasonable person, just, you know. And he said, "No, Michael, I will not excuse you." And I didn't say anything. And I think to myself, you know, what was he trying to achieve with that? What was that for? And from that, that was new. It was new for there to be a sort of a line in the sand all of a sudden.
Wow. So your parents got a little cold with you.
I would say provocative of a confrontation.
Well, when you start getting old, you really want to do things the way you want to do them. And it would be, if I was 60-something years old, how old are your parents?
60-something years old, 61.
I mean, and I had a son going around that was dressed like Cousin It. I'd get pissed off and tell him, get the hell out of the house.
I can't wait to get out of there.
And by the way, I like your beard and hair. I was just doing a cheap shot there.
The beard goes when I get my...
I look like a pumpkin head, so it's all right.
You look great.
No, I don't. Anyways, my wife says I do. I don't think so. Hey, but seriously. When are you going to get out now?
I'm considering that I can have... Well, it depends on how many hands I have to help me, because I've had some people offer to help me. But it's basically getting my stuff... Well,
you just got $3,000.
I got to get the things out of there and put them in another place, and then.
But the $3,000, you can't have that much stuff. We're talking, you know, $300-$400 a moving company.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to save. I have until.
See, everyone isn't operating on your timetable, bro.
I have until January 1st. You're telling me I got to get up sooner? Or June 1st.
June 1st.
Yeah.
I'm going to just. Try to put your email out or something. Maybe our listeners want to help
put,
you.
No.
I mean, help you move your stuff.
Don't put my email.
There might be a girl out there who thinks you're pretty handsome.
That's not going to help me. Is she one of those weightlifter ones? One of those really strong girls that can, you know.
Hey, folks, we got free shipping on all the big top items. 50% off on a bunch of the new bestsellers, including the Real Red Pill Plus, now with enhanced energy. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Interest.